CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with Mandy Hind. She's on the PPO for the St. Francis Elementary School. So welcome, Mandy.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
Would you like to tell our listeners what the PPO is?
Yes, absolutely. So the PPO is the Parent Participation Organization, and it's a committee of parents in charge of fundraising and other activities to provide special treats and such for the students at St. Francis.
So it's a really important organization then. How long have you been on the PPO?
I've been on the PPO for 5 or 6 years, and I've been the chairperson of the PPO for the last 4 years.
Oh, good for you. So you have children in the school, I guess, at least one.
Yes, I have 2 girls, one in grade 3 and one in grade 5.
That's nice. Now, you have the first ever, I guess, Christmas market coming up, and that is happening on November 25th. That's a Saturday, so tell us about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. This is a new event for us this year, something new that we're trying. Our PPO is always looking for new ways to fundraise without always having to go directly to our parents. It's nice to get the community involved. So we're organizing a Christmas market on November 25th, and it'll be from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And it's going to be an opportunity for people to come get into the Christmas spirit and start their holiday shopping early. We have over 30 local artisans who will be there selling their merchandise. And we'll also have different school tables to help raise money for end-of-year class trips and other special activities within the school.
Okay, so that's a great goal then, end-of-school year trips and also some other things that the students will need throughout the year. Are you looking still for people to rent tables?
Actually, our tables are all rented, which was a very exciting moment for us, seeing it's the first time that we're holding this event. And now we're working to get people to come out to our event to support our artisans and support our school.
Good. Good for you. I'm really glad that you rented all your tables. That's definitely a good sign.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what are some of the other projects that you might be doing throughout the year or you've done? And
we have a variety of activities that we do with the children or for the children. Such as, you know, serving hot chocolate to all the students on Valentine's Day, providing Easter cupcakes at Easter. And on the last day of school, we always have a free pizza lunch for all students and staff to just wrap up the whole year. And obviously, these are activities that cost money, and which is why we work hard to raise money to be able to do these things that we hope create lasting memories for our students at St. Francis.
I'm sure that they do create lasting memories, and those are great events, great goals too. It makes a big difference in especially a lot of the children's lives.
Yeah, and that's our goal, right? School is a place to learn, but it's also a place where our kids spend a lot of time, and our hope is that they come out of it with a lot of really good, happy memories.
That's really great. It makes such a difference. And lots of tables, and there's going to be baked goods, even a Scholastic Book Fair. A silent auction, that's always very popular too. And what are some of the things that you might have on the silent auction? Do you know?
We have a variety of goods. Many of our artisans have generously donated an item or two to our silent auction. We also have some family passes to Mont Gleason for skiing and sliding. And Domino's has also donated some free pizzas. So we'll have lots of goodies. And at 12:30, there's going to be a special story time for the children who are there. And at 1 o'clock, Santa will be coming to visit all the children who are at the market at that time. So we're really, really excited for everything that we'll be able to do and provide to our families and our community.
That's great. And people can even get lunch there. They can get soup and other delicious treats.
Yes, one of our parents has been working very hard creating a really nice menu of pumpkin soup and some sandwiches, and there will be lots of baked treats that you can also purchase along with many different types of beverages. So we're hoping that people come and spend a part of their day and stay for lunch and listen to the Christmas music that's playing and chat with different members of their community and leave feeling in the Christmas spirit.
That sounds great. Now, the school is located
at 355 College Street South in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be balloons to indicate the way for people to come in. And there will be a welcome table upon people's arrival to point them in the right direction and start the fun.
Good. Well, that sounds great. And definitely we wish you all the best on the first ever Christmas market for the St. Francis Elementary School. So that's wonderful, Mandy. Anything else you'd like to tell us before you leave?
No, other than we hope to see you there in large numbers.
Well, it sounds great and definitely a great cause. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.